7 after the hour now. The Good Day Weekend program is on the air. The role Dr. Ken Kronhaus plays here for the next 2 hours is to answer your calls at 888-553-7536. Purpose of your call would be to declare an interest in some problem that you may have, somebody in your family has, a friend of yours. I always get a kick, Ken, out of the people who call. I have a friend named Fred, and he's got this problem, and you know, it's not Fred at all. It's actually Steve. Speaking of Steve, how many people have seen the pictures of Steve Jobs, who was the former head of Apple? My heavens.
Sad, very sad.
Oh, my God. It just shows you what cancer will do. It's a demonstrative way of understanding the horrors of that, and you wonder under the circumstances. It's so confusing. Anybody who has belief in any certain religion or any religion, just a power that's stronger than we are, greater than we are, how it is that somebody would have to go through that. Looking at his head and his body, he can't have much longer, can he?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, Steve Jobs, I think he's going to be going down as an icon of American business, along with people like Disney, Ford, Carnegie. Just an amazing guy, an amazingly creative guy. Dropped out of college after a year. Started a business in his garage, Apple Computer, in the late 1970s, and then was kicked out of the company because it just wasn't going anywhere, and then came back and then recreated so many other industries that affect us all and made devices that were unimaginable and made devices that are just cheaper than everybody else but work better, and it's truly an amazing guy. But he's been fighting a rare form of pancreatic cancer, Doug, called neuroendocrine cancer. This past January, he took his second medical leave from Apple after undergoing a liver transplant for tumors that had spread to that organ. The prognosis for this rare neuroendocrine disease is quite poor. It can also arise in the lungs. It arisen in the pancreas. This is not the typical pancreatic cancer that we usually see that has a life expectancy of 5 years. This is a very rare, uncommon tumor. There's only about a few thousand cases a year for those that affect the pancreas. The numbers are even lower, with fewer than 1,000 cases a year in America. So he has unfortunately, sadly, won the medical lottery. It's a very sad situation. But it's one of the few tumors that does benefit to some extent from a transplant, and that's why, since it moved to the liver, destroying his liver, he did have a liver transplant. But you can see the ravages of this disease. It's just eating him away. Yeah. Those of us who grew up with Steve Jobs, we know his face. You look at his pictures from the 1970s. This is an amazingly energetic, dramatic kid, full of life, his long black hair forever etched in my mind, and now he's just wasting away very sadly.
Yep, and a lot of people have to do what? How many people die? 500,000 or more a year from some kind of cancer, even though people will tell you, well, we're winning the battle. We can get through or go through the discussion a lot of people have about how most.
Well, it's all compared to what? Definitely
business.
People are surviving long into life with many cancers that 10, 20, 30 years ago you wouldn't even think about it, especially the leukemias of childhood. Those kids, it was a death sentence, and now many of them live long into middle life. I see them as patients, and that to me is a medical miracle. There are some cancers that we're doing very well with. There's some aren't. These especially rare cancers, they're hard to study because they're so rare. So, and cancer's not one. This is where it's such a misunderstanding. Cancer's not one disease. It's many, many, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of diseases, all with different organs, different cells, but the general concept is when cells divide without control, and that's what develops a cancer. But they're very different diseases. One size doesn't fit all. Different treatments for the different types that arise in each organ. And most organs have many, many different types of cancer that can originate from that same organ.
Bob, what I was saying is there isn't a desire on the part of some of the big cancer clinics to really find a cure because they make a lot of money.
Well,
this is a multi-billion dollar a year profit center.
I don't know about that. I think that any one of these scientists that I used to do research with would give their left arm to get the Nobel Prize, and that is what the... Anyone who gets close to curing any sort of cancer, you know, you're definitely in line for winning the Nobel Prize. That's what so many scientists live for. So if someone had a cure for it, I don't think there'd be a conspiracy of silence.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting there are some businesses that are built around the business of treating it. They're not in the research business, and they're not in the try to fix it business. They're in the treating.
But making money business.
The Cancer Centers of America are an example of that. There are
right
plenty
now
of places.
Right now, you need to treat these people the best you can.
You're towing the company line.
I'm not. What are you going to do with them? Not treat them?
No. What I'm saying is that there are a lot of companies, a lot of hospitals that make a lot of money. A lot of people make a lot of money. And in my cynical reality, those people and those companies and those facilities that make a lot of money don't want to see this corrected. Right. There are people, plenty of people, who want to see it corrected. I didn't say that they didn't want to see it corrected.
When Mr. Ford was around, there were many people making tons of money with the horse and buggy. And once Mr. Ford came around, they were out of business. These people would be out of business in a heartbeat if this cure was around. I think they're working complementary to each other.
Mm.
Well, that's my humble opinion.
I understand, and your humble opinion when it comes to medicine is certainly worth a lot more than mine. It doesn't have to be the same, but it's worth a lot more than mine is. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on the air. Apparently about 65 million Americans are going to be affected, or already are affected. I guess most of us who are in the eye of this hurricane, you're, interestingly enough, off the map because Florida was never a focus of this particular hurricane, even though you are often, probably most every year, where you are in Florida, there's some impact from some kind of hurricane.
Well, I learned to respect these things. You know, when I moved down to Florida in the 1980s, from the beginning of July till the end of September, October, sometimes into November, you're constantly getting warnings.
Yeah.
After about 10 misses and you putting all the effort into it, you start getting lazy and you don't go to all of the efforts. Well, go back to 2004 and 5 when through Orlando, multiple storms went right through us. Now I take these things incredibly seriously. And these hurricanes, if you're in their line of fire, can just devastate everything. You have to prepare for these. And if you do prepare immensely and you miss the hurricane, just be glad it didn't get near you. I was in the early 1990s part of the medical team that went down to South Florida to help out with Hurricane Andrew. Doug, it looked like an atomic bomb went through. There wasn't anything standing except the slabs of the homes.
Yep. It can be very strong. Tornadoes are always people who have lots of fear of tornadoes. They do quick damage. They're in, they're out. But these hurricanes, for example, in my area, although we won't get struck by the hurricane, we may have 70-mile-an-hour winds for a while, but the impact of the storm going through may take 12 to 14 hours by the time you first start feeling 30, 35, 40-mile-an-hour winds, and then it increases to 70. So my question of you is, given that a lot of people in hospitals are being moved around as we speak, taken away from hospitals that are in low-lying areas along the southern coast of New England, New York City, they are moved to other facilities. How in the world when most hospitals are full or overcrowded as it is, when you move everybody around, what kind of danger might there be for patients who are in critical condition and in danger to begin with?
Well, it's all compared to what in medicine, and you have to look around where the empty beds are. There's always one hospital that has too many patients and one that's empty, and this is just a way of triaging and moving people around to where they're going to get the best care. And the problem with these hurricanes is the first thing that happens is you lose electricity.
Yeah.
And that's why you really want to be stocked up with food and water, batteries, flashlights. And some of the things that you don't anticipate is that you need cash because the credit cards don't work, the bank ATMs don't work, yeah. And also you can't pump any gas. So make sure you have that gas and cash. Those are the things that some people just don't think about.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And not medical, but smart from a man who's been through all of that stuff. So much to talk about. 888-553-7536. That's 888-55 Dr. Ken. We do have some good medical news. We'll talk about that before we are too far down the track, but we'll get to your calls too in a matter of moments. If you're up at night and you're urinating frequently, you got to be honest with yourself. If that's the case, your sex life probably isn't that great. The two are tied together in obvious ways, Ken, right? If you're going to the bathroom a lot and you're not having a great love life, this is prostate related.
Well, starting about age 40, for all of us guys, the prostate can start to grow. It doesn't even have to be cancerous. BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, starts to enlarge. And this can ruin your life because you wake up in the middle of the night frequently to urinate and you can't perform sexually. It's a big problem. And the medical journal Lancet a few years ago published a story about beta-sitosterol being so effective for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Super beta prostate, it's a definitive source for pure beta-sitosterol, and it's my favorite way for getting it and keeping the prostate and urinary health for men doing well.
Call 800-841-6938. To discover Super Beta Prostate in the free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate, the natural supplement, helps your body maintain prostate health, including stronger urine flow, healthy bladder emptying, reducing that problem of getting up at night. You got the urge to go. You probably need something to control this. Because this is all natural, it's good for your body, not only good for your prostate, but just good for your body as you age. Don't ignore this. If you're urinating more often, having trouble emptying your bladder, getting up at night to urinate, then this new this free bottle from New Vitality, Beta Prostate, is what you're needing and what you ought to get. And it's free. Why wouldn't you call 800-841-6938 and get your free bottle right now? Your prostate can affect your bathroom habits, your sleep, intimacy. Call now, 800-841-6938. Learn how to get that free bottle of Beta Prostate. Hurry up. It's a free giveaway. Available as supplies last. 800-841-6938.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shop for a cause at Macy's all day today. Purchase your $5 savings pass now at any Macy's store and enjoy an extra 25 or 10% savings store-wide all day long, even on most brands usually excluded from extra savings. Best of all, 100% of your $5 pass will benefit the March of Dimes. It's good to shop all day today during Macy's Shop for a Cause event. Visit Macy's.com/SFAC for details.
Triple H, 55, D-R-K-E-N, 21 after on the count. Whoops, on the count. On a good day weekend program.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Set it free. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhouse and Doug talking about your health, awaiting your calls. Don't follow the predictable. When you wait till the final hour, the last minute, the lines are all busy. You have a unique opportunity right now. We have open lines, toll free from anywhere in 50 states. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-553-7536. I'll use the latest medical evidence to help you with your problem. Straight talk, easy to understand language. You know, they send us to school for 10 years so we can speak a language you can't understand. Well, I've been through the other side, and I've been helped to now speak an easy to understand language again. Common talk about health. I'll help you with my experience. I've been in medicine since the mid-1970s, get an idea of how old I am. And there's probably almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once. You want to help your spouse, your parents, your kids, your aunts, your uncles, your friends. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. And along the way, we're going to sprinkle the latest medical news in the medical journals this week from your doctors. I'm a trained medical scientist. I went to the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Was in their MD-PhD program. I have a PhD in cardiovascular physiology and then went to Duke University and went through their incredible internship and residency program and then went out west to California. And I finished training at the University of California in San Francisco in cardiology. What a lovely place. And then went back to Florida, and I've been in Orlando area, a lovely town called Mount Dora, for now since about 1987, 1988. And I'd love to help you get to the next step. I'm also a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I can help you with medicine from head to toe. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
All right, we'll give you an example of that. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com. Andrew wants to know about the surprising differences between the sexes when it comes to health. Why are there some similar problems men and women have, but they're treated differently? No specific example.
Why are there differences in the health? Well, let's talk about the heart for one organ, an organ that I know a bit of something about. And one of the big differences why you have differences in the number one killer of Americans, which is heart attack. We talked before earlier about cancer, and you lump all the causes of death for both of the sexes together, it still is less than the number one killer, heart attacks. And women get very different symptoms for heart attacks, for inadequate blood flow to the heart. They get tired, they get short of breath, and then some few get chest discomfort. It's just the other way around for men. They get chest pain, then shortness of breath and fatigue in that order. But women have much smaller parts, and this is not a sexist comment. Their circulation is smaller. The hole in the opening of their tubes in the circulation is narrower. So you put a little bit of plaque in there, it's going to start influencing things a lot quicker. So they get different reactions to it. They have different hormones in their bodies. I think this is a huge, huge difference. You know, I'm reminded every day, I live in a woman's home with a daughter and a wife, and they remind me every day about, and very frankly, the different hormones that women have, and this has a great impact. I think women historically have had different behaviors in terms of their medical good life. They, for a long time, although they're catching up, didn't smoke like guys, but now they are. They handle stress differently. They also handle the doctor differently. There are differences among the sexes about their willingness to go and cooperate with the doctor. Most guys, and I'm generalizing, there's differences, but the stereotype, and there's some truth to it, most guys are brought in a little kicking and screaming by the woman who loves them. And the last patient I saw yesterday, bless his heart, in the office Friday, you know, I asked him, why are you here? And he pointed right to his wonderful wife.
Yeah, kind of like the super beta prostate. The prostate is a problem that affects men and women. Oftentimes women, when we're talking about things like try this bottle of super beta prostate, the women are the ones who call up and order.
And you think about the cancers, the most common cancers that a woman gets. What's number one? The breast.
Yeah.
And obviously for a man, that's a rare issue.
Yeah.
And what's number two is the lung, and it's number one for the men is lungs. But a very common one right up there, close by maybe one, is prostate. And, you know, the women obviously don't have a prostate. So that's why there's different organs in the two. Obviously, the women have to deal with the health issues of their reproductive organs, and there's some interesting news this week about the woman's uterus that maybe we'll have some time to go over, a genetic discovery about mutations found in uterine fibroids. This is the most common cause of hysterectomies. This was in the very prestigious medical journal Science this week. So women have different organs than men. They have different size of common organs. They have different different hormones in the two sexes, and they also have different approaches to stress, and they have different approaches to their behaviors, their healthy and non-healthy behaviors. And I think this is why you have a lot of differences between the two sexes in terms of their health.
Maybe that'll become the theme, because oftentimes we get started and something becomes a theme. Oftentimes people ask you more questions about some things than others that they think about after we talk about them. 888-553-7536. Your calls start coming on the air, in your ear, in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Weekend. 888-553-7536. Your email to Ken. Talk to Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. You'll follow us on Facebook. Go to dougstefan.com and look in the listen box. All kinds of ways for you to get information, not only when we're on the air live, but when we are, all of the broadcasts go into either the podcast or the archives, and you can find any one of them from who knows when. The hours are downloadable. We got an app. You can go to DougStefan.com for that if you have Apple, if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Otherwise, TuneIn Radio has the app on the Droids and all the other. There's so many of these things, Ken. It's amazing. With regard to the discussion of the storm, somebody asked about medication that requires refrigeration. Shouldn't you just make sure that if you're worried about the power going out, you put it in ice packs or something like that? How long do some of these medicines last if they are not refrigerated?
Well, if they need to be refrigerated, they need to be refrigerated. And I would just, you know, get plenty of ice and see if you can get something battery powered even. These ice packs can last. Fortunately, there aren't many medicines that need to be refrigerated, but you need to think about that.
Yeah. 888-553-70.
Just make sure you get adequate supply. Have at least a week of all your medication at home.
Yeah. Here's Jim in Appleton, Wisconsin, listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Jim, you're on with Dr. Ken.
Morning, Dr. Ken and Doug. How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Hi. You know, my late father once said, you know, living out in the middle of nowhere is fine, but if you have a problem, you want to be near a medical facility. And I'm 58. There's a lot of truck drivers listening. I recently saw a billboard that said, had an older fellow, probably my age up there, and it said, only 3% survive the type of heart attack that I had, obviously visit this hospital. Let's just say I'm on the road and I have a problem. Would you suggest a couple aspirin under the tongue or whatever? But I really hope you can describe what this 3% survive this heart attack.
Well, if you think you're having a heart attack, the best thing to do first is to chew an adult strength aspirin. And if you think you're having a stroke, you don't want to chew any aspirin. You don't want to take anything because you don't know if you're having a clotting or a bleeding stroke. But if you think you're having a heart attack, that's what you want to do. And you just want to get yourself to the nearest hospital. You don't want to drive yourself if possible. You want to just call 911 and get someone to drive you there. The reason why you don't want to drive yourself is because, you know, when you go to the emergency room, it's not like a bakery, first in, first out. It's
that's
triage.
A great analogy. You and your analogies. It's not like going to the bakery or the Chinese restaurant. Well, one from column A, one from column B. I love those analogies.
When you go to the emergency room, it's triage. You know, you've ever seen.
What does that word mean? We hear that all the time.
The
medical
sickest first.
Triage means
the sickest first. You figure out who you can save. It's not only the sickest; it's the sickest who are the most survivable. Get the limited resources first. And it's a tough job. It's almost heartless. But you know, good doctors have to do it. And especially this term in military situations, unfortunately, you know, really got developed in the MASH units where resources were terribly limited. You had to decide who to go to first, who is the most salvageable, and who is the sickest, using both issues combined.
So how does that help you, Jim?
Well, I mean, is there a certain name for this? If less
Jim,
than 3% survive this type of heart attack?
Jim, I'm not sure. The worst heart attacks are the ones that end up putting you into heart failure where the muscle is so weak.
Sure.
Or what I think you may be referring to is where you have sudden cardiac death, where there's an electrical storm, if you will, rapid beating, extremely rapid from the bottom of the heart. And unless you're shocked within a few minutes, you don't survive. And that's probably a VT, ventricular tachycardia, VF, or ventricular fibrillation arrest is probably what you're dealing with. But here, Jim, prevention is what's key. You're 58. You know, guys over the age of 40, women over the age of 50 need to sit down with their doctor. You know, I don't want to do an advertisement for the heart doctor, but you need to sit down with the doctor, go over your risk profile. It's all in the risk profile, your blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, your family history, your smoking, your weight, your activity, your diet. These are the factors. If you and, you know, guys over 40, women over 50, you have two of these factors, you're at intermediate risk for coronary artery disease. This was all determined from Framingham, Doug's backyard, the famous Framingham study, of who the major person actually died this week in his late 80s. The doctor who really was the ultimate.
Bill, I want to say, yes. It was an Italian name, Castaldi.
Yeah.
But
all of these risk factors of heart attack were determined from the famous Framingham Health Heart Study, which is ongoing to this day. And
I never got invited to join. I don't know what that means. I've lived in Framingham most of my life, and never was I asked or anybody in my family. But I know plenty of people who have been involved in it. And what I'd want to know is whether Castelli, I think
William
it was.
Cannell.
K-A-N-N-E-L. Yeah, I thought it was Cannelli.
Both you fellows do such a wonderful
service. Died in his late 80s, not from heart disease.
I was going to say, I hope it wasn't from heart disease.
From colon cancer.
Really.
Thank you both very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Jim, get
888. Yeah,
peace
get yourself checked
peace
out.
Peace of mind.
That's very important. Your health is determined by the state of your mind. 888-553-7536. Our Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend, focusing on food. How so?
Latest medical information in the medical journals in the past several months that your doctor's reading, how to use food to keep yourself healthy. And this is truly an area where people want to help themselves. Even the doctors, interestingly, are going to alternative medicine. There was a study this week reporting that the doctors are using alternative medicine more than the patients. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Isn't it, though, huh? How about you?
Well, I'm a good believer in some supplements. I take fish oil. I take a multivitamin. And I will refer people. A lot of alternative medicine today is evidence-based. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that's why so many doctors and so many nurses are recommending it, using it themselves. This was published, for those of you non-believers, in the Health Services Research Journal that many healthcare workers have turned to alternative medicine, and they document in their survey that more of the healthcare providers' percentage is higher than the actual patients are using
it. You know, shame on them, I say, because in many past years, these same people have tried to steer people away from so-called alternative therapies, even though the public was basically with their dollars walking into alternative treatment centers more frequently than they were walking into conventional medical areas. And I can remember doctors saying ridiculous things to me, members of my family.
Well, the times they are changing. Listen, it's 3 out of every 4 U.S. healthcare workers use some form of complementary or alternative medicine or practice to help them stay healthy. Again, this is documented in the Health Services Research Medical Journal, August 19th, 2011, for all of you listening who want to look it up.
And those who, again, it goes back to my science-based skepticism, because science is not always right. It sometimes changes. It's, as a matter of fact, most of the
poor
time,
science is not right.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Here's Dixie in Hagerstown, Maryland. Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you?
What if you could tell me something about a disease called clonus?
This is something that you're having with your muscles?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your situation.
Somebody I know has it, and it's weakening their nervous, you know, they shake. And they can't walk, and they're very weak.
Right. Dixie, clonus is alternate involuntary muscular contraction and relaxation. It's in rapid succession. It's this continuous rhythmic reflex, or like a tremor. It's usually initiated by the spinal cord below an area of spinal cord injury, and it sets in motion the reflex where you just have this continuous contraction and relaxation. You can see it in the ankle. You can see it in the foot, the wrist. And this is a problem that needs to be diagnosed and treated by the neurologist to get at the specific cause of it.
But there don't seem to be a lot they can do for it.
Well, there is not a lot. It depends whether a specific cause can be identified. And again, this is like a little bit going to the Chinese restaurant, what we call empiric therapy. There are a number of drugs that help various people, and, you know, we call it drug testing. Patients call it the most frustrating activity around in medicine, but that's often the solution to this, is just through trying and see what works without any adverse effects.
But it seems like it goes rapidly, don't it, this disease?
It can, depending on the cause of it.
Well, the cause, okay.
And there's just not only one reason why you have this. And it's often seen in many different neurologic problems, often the ones, as I said, that originate off the spinal cord. And it's more of a symptom rather than a disease. A sign or a, it's more of a, to be medically specific, it's more of a sign of illness than a specific disease.
Okay.
Something saying danger, check this out. All right, Dixie, hopefully that was helpful. Thank you much for the call. 888-553-7536. Program is nothing without your input, mostly on the phone, because we want to get the nuance, the tone of your voice, the things that are really bothering you or people that you care about. We're talking in part about the difference between men and women in medicine. By the way, the Good Day Health newsletter, if you go to drkenshow.com, Dr. Ken's website, or DougStefan.com, you'll see Dr. Ken's picture. Just click on that. It'll bring you to where you can sign up for that newsletter. You'll get it in your email every Friday afternoon. Very simple, and it's a public service of this program and Dr. Ken and his research.
Doug,
the way food helps you. Yes.
Do I have a second to just add a little bit more to the various causes of clonus?
Yeah.
Spinal cord injury, I mentioned. Tetanus, which we all don't want to get. We get a tetanus shot. That is off. That's a sign of tetanus. You can have an infection in your spinal cord. You can have a tumor in your spinal cord. Multiple sclerosis. We all are familiar with that. Annette Funicello, other famous people have had it. Tay-Sachs disease, which is a rare inherited disorder. Cerebral palsy. Jerry Lewis, boy, what a mess that is right now. All of the cerebral palsies can cause that. If there's bleeding into the spinal cord, with pregnancy, when the blood pressure goes up very high due to either a nervous system or endocrine problems, that can do it. Some paraplegics get this spastic clonus. Other diseases of the spinal cord can do it. And those are usually the most common causes. There are some drugs, the tricyclic antidepressants. When you get overdosed, I have seen patients depressed. They take too much of their tricyclic, and they present with these signs of clonus. Unfortunately, too common an issue.
888-553-7536. Edward is in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Edward, how may we help you?
Thank you. I have a heart situation, systolic failure, mild, and it's down to 4, and it went up to 4 or 5. I do a lot of work. I work out fairly heavy at the gym with weights, and I've started doing aerobic work, 2 minutes, and all out. And I'm reversing the situation, and I feel just terrific. It's about 118 over 60 is my blood pressure. And my heart has no fat in it at all. And I'd like to know if this is reversible, the condition.
Edward, there's an interesting article this week in the American Journal of Physiology about which type of exercise is better for losing belly fat, which can lead to all this circulation problems. And what they discovered was in the American Journal of Physiology is that aerobic exercise is better than resistance training. So doing things like jogging, swimming, biking is better than weightlifting if you want to lose the belly fat that poses a serious threat to your health. My recommendation is after the doctor clears you and somebody trains you, you should do both. And what you're trying to reverse your heart disease?
Yeah, that's correct, the systolic failure.
So you have systolic heart failure, which means a weak pump. Your ejection fraction is low.
That's correct. It's down to 4. Now it's getting close to 5.
Wait, 5%?
No, 40 to 45.
40. Okay, boy, you have 5. My heart stopped. You have no heart left. And what's your normal ejection fraction? Ejection fraction is the fraction of blood that's propelled with each heartbeat. Normal is about 50 to 65. We start getting really concerned when it's under 35%. That's where there's a significant increase risk of sudden cardiac death. An earlier caller asked me about 3% surviving this without any treatment. That's where you have these unstable heart rhythms that unfortunately you don't live to tell about. But what is your ejection fraction right now?
It's back up to 45, between 45 and 50.
You're doing great.
Yeah, and I have no, as I said, I have no fat in my heart, and I work out really heavy. I have no, I feel great.
Edward, sometimes, often with medical issues, we can't get you back to the way you were when you were born, but we can get you close, and then the wear and tear of your mental concern can be worse than the problem.
Okay.
So don't fret and don't. You know, don't say, woe is me. Realize you're doing pretty good there, and it sounds to me like you're pretty active. You're not having symptoms of a weak heart, shortness of breath, fatigue, feeling lightheaded and dizzy. And so you're doing pretty well, and just I imagine you're on medication. I imagine
you're not on the right
diet, low salt, low fat, low everything.
Well, I eat that way anyway, but my body doesn't tolerate the beta blockers.
And
so
just get your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar checked. Make sure you're at ideal body weight. Don't smoke. Get on a good diet, and listen to your doctor about your exercise program.
And may I ask you one more quick question, Doctor?
No, sir. Sorry, we're out of time, but we appreciate your call. We have to have a word from your local stations, then we'll continue. Make your questions succinct, get to the point, so we may help as many people as possible. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. Coming up also, some more good news from the world of medicine. Always looking for that. 51 past the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert of the program, is on the air taking your calls.
We'll be right back. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/freedom.
The good side, the best side of you is what we're looking for. If it's not there, we want to help you find it or go back to it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, 888-553-7536 at your service. Some good news, those specialized stroke centers. Back to what I was saying, some people think that I'm being critical of all of these specialized centers. Not the case. You take them as you see them, and this news this week look pretty good for those people who can find them. If you're having a problem on the weekend and you can find one of these places, that's the place to go. The thing is, how do you find them, Ken?
Well, these specialized stroke centers, the news is out of the Medical Journal of Stroke, they deliver equivalent results on the weekends as they do during the week. And studies show that the usual hospital has not as good an effect and outcome if you have a stroke on the weekend. The way to find out where your nearest stroke center is to call the local hospitals and ask if they have a stroke center. And if they don't have one, just keep calling around. You can search on the internet. Even ask your doctor. Definitely the neurologists in your area will know where the stroke centers are.
There you go. And men and women, differences between them in terms of you, in terms of health care, part of what we're talking about today. Robert's in Anderson, South Carolina, up for a conversation with Dr. Ken. Yes, sir. Hi.
Hey, Dr. Ken. Listen, I appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure.
I'll make it as short as I can. I had an aortic aneurysm back in 04, and I have a mechanical heart valve.
In the chest?
And I'm doing real good.
Okay.
My cardiologist just done a complete service of my heart and everything. He said I have no blockages or anything like that. I'm taking blood pressure medicine, clonidine and lisinopril, and my blood pressure's doing good on my bottom number, but my top number's consistently staying in the 140s, 150s, even at nighttime when I'm sleeping, and I'm having a hard time with that top number. And I'm a little bit overweight, but I exercise 3 or 4 times a week. And they said it's a miracle that I survived because I had an aortic aneurysm.
All right,
so
Robert,
time.
We've got your story. What's your question for Dr. Ken?
What can I do to get is there anything I can do to help keep that top number down a little bit?
Okay, very importantly, an aneurysm, it's enlargement of the diameter of the artery. These are the tubes, the pipes that take the blood away from the heart. everyone in the body has a normal size. When it gets beyond this normal size, we call it an aneurysm. The problem is if the diameter gets too big, these aneurysms can rupture. And you had one, I would imagine, in you can have an aortic aneurysm in the chest, a thoracic aortic aneurysm, or the belly, an abdominal aortic aneurysm. It sounds to me like what they did, you had a thoracic aortic aneurysm. And what is so important with a thoracic aortic aneurysm, one in the chest, is keeping the blood pressure, the top number, between 110 and 120. And the key is, how are you measuring the blood pressure? Because that's your baseline. And the most easiest way to measure your baseline is at home, resting at least 15 minutes with an upper arm home blood pressure automated device. The problem with measuring blood pressure when you run into the grocery store or the firehouse or even the doctor's office, you're not in your happy place. You're not rested. Mental and physical activity affects the top number. If you don't believe me, do an experiment. Get a home device. I think everyone at home should have one. And put it on as soon as you hop out of bed and then sit for 15 minutes, press the button every 5 minutes. You'll see that top number go down and down. When we say your blood pressure for you should be 110 to 120, for most of us 140 on the top, it's your baseline. That's after you rest for at least 15 minutes and nothing physically or mentally is bothering you. You do that morning and evening for a couple of weeks and most of the levels should be there. And unless you're doing it that way, you can't, it's garbage in, garbage out. You can't believe any of the numbers. Are you taking it properly, Robert? Is that your true baseline?
Yes, sir. That's a true baseline. I'm taking my medication exactly the way my doctor's prescribing it.
Let me extend some lifestyle things because we're running out of time. Avoid the salt. Get down to ideal body weight. I heard you say you're overweight. You want to get into an aerobic exercise program after the doctor says it's okay. You want to limit the alcohol, and you want to try to reduce the stress. And if you can't get it down to where it needs to be, you just have to add more medication. There's a neat device called Zona, Z-O-N-A, a hand grip device. Evidence shows that this will work without medications. You can go to Zona.com, and that's a nice way, additionally without medicines, to get down the top number, maybe even up to 20 points.
There you go. Advice Personified continues. The persona of Dr. Ken on the air at 888-553-7536. His Good Day Health, Good Day Weekend continues.